This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. I'm delighted to be broadcasting again with Hartford Van Dyke. And today we're going to talk about a huge lie that many of us may not know about. If you'd like to get to Hartford Van Dyke's website, it's Four Corners Doctrine, fourcornersdoctrine.wordpress.com. There's a link on the website, usapreparers.com. If you'd like to peruse it and learn more about what we're talking about today, it's there at usapreparers.com. Welcome, Hartford.
Hello. Hello.
Great. It's great to hear your voice. Thank you for being with us today. Hartford, you and I had a conversation off the air about something that is near and dear to your family about World War II. A huge lie, a huge cover-up. Actually, I would say a scandal. Would you care to share that with us, please?
Well, I was born in 1940, June 4th, in the Hawaiian Islands. My father and his uncle were involved in the Pearl Harbor attack situation. I was 18 months old when Pearl Harbor was bombed. I was there. And so I didn't find out about this, the details of this situation until I was 27 years old. And I lived my life pretty much regularly up to that point. I was involved in electronic engineering, and I had at one point been in the Navy, but I did not understand the full impact of it. But my father's uncle, Gerald Mason Van Dyke, is the man that sent the warning message from Pearl Harbor to the mainland December 4th, 1941, 3 days before the attack. He sent it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Hawaiian time, which means he arrived in Washington, D.C. Due to the global time difference at 7 o'clock in the evening. And the information was received by Rear Admiral Paulus Prince Powell, Naval Intelligence. And Powell went to the Department of Navy. That would be Frank Knox and... So, anyway, he presented it to Knox and Forrestal, John Vincent Forrestal, who was Undersecretary of the Navy. And they wanted to get the ships out of the Pearl Harbor and form a defense perimeter around the islands. And anyway, Secretary of Navy Knox notified Stimson, Secretary of War Stimson, and Secretary of War Stimson notified President Roosevelt. And President Roosevelt came to them and set up quite a big argument with him that he was the commander-in-chief and he was going to run the matter, and they were not to pull the ships out of the harbor. They were not to do any of those things. He was going to decide what was to be done. And they were not to report the message to Admiral Kimmel and General Short. And he saw the problem he had on his hands, three people that were very determined to get the message through. So he had them put under military guard, United States Marines, and held at gunpoint until after the Pearl Harbor attack was over. And there's been many things that happened after that, but how he put us into the war. And he had a man there stationed. He had sent this man to the Hawaiian Islands 9 months before the Pearl Harbor attack. His name was Lieutenant Colonel Clifford M. Andrew. And Andrew was given the notice by the president that he was to withhold any information about Japanese movements from the commanders, Admiral Kimo and General Sort. And so and he had charge of the communication system at the Iolani Palace in Hawaii. They had quite a transmitting and receiving system up there. But anyway, it's a very short story. I mean, that's basically what happened. The details of it, I've got detailed writings on it, and they are available. Anybody wants to have a copy of those, get mine. $5 postpaid will cover it. There's not much more to say about it, except if I went into all the details that were surrounding the attack and the other things that other people were doing. My father was also a pot and pan salesman for the wherever aluminum company in the Hawaiian Islands. And he went door-to-door selling his kitchenware, and that gave him access to the Japanese homes. And in that process, he discovered, he would snoop a little, and he was able to discover where the radio transmitting and receiving station was for the Japanese in Hawaii, and he alerted his uncle to it. They knew about it before the attack. But what happened was that after the attack happened, they went out and did their arrests. And this one place they went into, they caught the man. He had a list of all the agents on the island, and he was in the bathroom at that time when the uncle's team moved in on him. He was in the bathroom. Tearing up these sheets of rice paper that had all the names of the officers on the island. And he grabbed the stuff before it could go down the toilet. And then he set up a station where this rice paper puzzle could be reassembled. It was a room that was sealed, double doors, so there could be no draft. And the people that worked on the paperwork on this puzzle had to wear surgeon's masks because any breath of air would blow the chips all over the place. And so they reconstructed this list from rice paper. And it took about 6 months to do it. Then they went out and arrested all the officers, agents, and such of the Japanese. But that's something that happened after the attack. And my father had a couple of interesting experiences before the attack. My father knew it was going to happen before it happened. His uncle gave him the final information on it at 5 o'clock in the evening. He was coming out of a barber shop, and the uncle was coming out of a barber shop on Baratania Street, I think it was. And anyway, he told my father what was going on, and my father asked if he'd passed a message forward to the officers. And he said a message had been sent, and he swore my father to silence on the thing, but he said, don't ever tell anybody this. He says, we're going to be attacked on Sunday. He had it down that good. My father's uncle was versed in the Japanese language. He could speak it. He could write it. And his job was to oversee all of the publications and the Hawaiian newspapers and whatever else he could come up with to know what the Japanese activities were. And he knew their military behavior and their patterns of how they fought and how they attacked. So he was very accurately certain that they were going to attack either Sunday or Monday. There was also other signals coming through intelligence at that time. It had already been known that Japan had split its fleet in two, at Japan and sent half of it down to the south, to the Dutch East Indies. That's where Shell Oil Company had its holdings. And they had sent the other one up toward the Aleutian Islands. And so they went up toward the Aleutian Islands, looped over, and came down on Hawaii from the north. So they had some idea that there had been an agreement between Great Britain, the United States, and the Dutch, called the ABCD Agreement, that if the Japanese crossed certain lines of latitude and longitude, we would automatically be at war. And the American side of it, there was a embargo put on Japanese materials being shipped to Japan. The state of Washington was shipping spruce lumber to the Japanese, and they were building their aircraft out of spruce because of its strength. And that, in July of 1941, approximately, they cut off the supply of spruce to Japan, and Japan had to go somewhere else to get their wood. And the place they went was the Philippine Islands, or the Philippines, because the Philippines had mahogany. And mahogany is a very lightweight but very strong wood. So there were, and Japan had its hands full. It was fighting a war against warfare against China. And there's a man, a Japanese man, that a Japanese historian, Suburo Ienaga, who wrote a book on the Pacific War, 1931 to 1945, and he describes how the Chinese were treated by the Japanese. And so all this is kind of information of what they did and how they lived and what their patterns were was very well known to my father's uncle, Mason Van Dyke. And at one point, Mason Van Dyke made a trip down into the Pacific, went on board ship and studied the conditions that existed with relatives of the Japanese. And so it was in the family. I was given a book by my father's uncle, just as a sample of the types of books he had. And so anyway, that's basically the Pearl Harbor story. We knew about it beforehand, and the president knew about it beforehand, and he betrayed the people at Pearl Harbor.
If we come back, I'll share with you a very short story about what my dad told me, what he saw with his own eyes back in the 1930s. He was born in 1924. Hartford Van Dyke's with us. Four Corners Doctrine.wordpress.
I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433,
720-432-6433. Hi, my name is Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andro 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andro 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24-7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hartford Van Dyke's with us. Class, Four Corners Doctrine. F-O-U-R, corners, doctrine.wordpress.com. Hartford, my dad was born in 1924. And when I was a young boy, he told me stories about World War II. And a lot of us young boys back then were interested in the war. You know, what happened, who did what. And he told me that he lived on the East Coast when he was growing up in the 1920s, 1930s. And he saw barge after barge after barge every day. Barges being loaded with scrap metal, all going to Japan. And he just said, what are they going to do with all this metal? I mean, he was aghast at the amount of material that was being shipped as scrap from the United States to Japan. And as we know, and as you mentioned, the Japanese Zero airplanes were made out of plywood. Our planes were made out of steel. Theirs were made out of plywood. And as you described, they used the wood, the spruce, and the mahogany to make those airplanes. So the lie is huge. Do we know why our government just does these kinds of things to us, keeps us in the dark, confuses us, obfuscates, lies, cheats, steals? Why? Why not just tell us the truth all the time? Do we know why?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's financially important to them. The whole thing pivots on banking and money. If that wasn't there, it wouldn't happen. As they say, if you take the profit out of war, there'd be no war. So it's people making money in the back room and pushing everybody out front to make the machine work. It's really quite simple. we have a selective service system a person's forced to go into. I know there's a reason for it. A nation has to have a good military. That's understandable. But the selective service system, if you don't sign up for it, you're treated as if you're a draft evader. And you're threatened with imprisonment as a conscientious objector if you don't go into it. And for even those, though, that enlist, it's a blank check when you go in there. They're going to use you the way they want to use you, whether you like it or not. And in other words, it's an open-ended, it's not really a contract, it's a mandatory situation. But it, but under the commercial law, it creates a contract, a covenant contract. A covenant contract is a contract like marriage. Until death do us part, and they put this, the serviceman through this. Just a second. They put the serviceman through this type of a problem. But in the process, they create a contract that has a value after the person is discharged. And most veterans don't realize this, that it's payback time when they come back out of the service. And any type of damage that's been done to them, the government is supposed to support the repairs and make sure that the person is taken care of because he took care of the country. And so, but the military does not like overhead. They don't like to have to pay for something that's no longer giving them something, direct service. When I was in the service, I met a man, a radio man in the military, Navy. And he'd been in the service for nearly 30 years. And he was about to come to a full retirement. And he happened to slip on board ship and went down the stairs from one deck to the other. And apparently he had a heart attack or something like that, perhaps. But what it was that he was just in the hospital where I met him. And he said that he wanted to get some kind of an office job where he could sit. And just in the last 6 months or so of his retirement and work at an office job instead of on board ship. They wouldn't let him have a job. And so what happened as a result of that, they crashed his retirement. They wouldn't pay his retirement benefit.
Hartford Van Dyke's with us. We're talking about the government and what happens. We'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, if you go to USAPrepares.com, the top post on page one says Hartford Van Dyke, website, contact information, learning center. If you click on that, it'll take you to a link to his website, and there you can learn, and if you choose to help Hartford Van Dyke and click on the donate button, that's available to you as well. Hartford, you have been imprisoned. What happened?
Well, I didn't want my book published. How to Create Currencies for Local Communities. I had developed a method of helping the public get back in a financial position, cleaning up their courts, providing a source of money, and I had already taken on a case in Seattle it had developed into a multi-million dollar, actually multi-billion dollar value. And I put currency on the street, about $6 billion worth of currency on the street. And it was for particular purposes, all of which were proper. But the money hadn't bothered them. They left me alone. There was no hot pursuit of any sort. I'd provided copies of my material to the Secret Service and the FBI over a period of 5 years. There was no hot pursuit of any sort, but when I published a book, How to Create Currencies for Put It Out, to publish it, How to Create Currencies for Local Communities, it just took them just a couple of months to pull me into a court trial. It wasn't the money that made a problem for me. It was the book itself about how to do it. And the book was actually released to the public domain, and still apparently they didn't observe that. But about 3 years into my prison sentence, a man on the street discovered it and published my book on the street. As far as the trial goes, I was told before the trial that I wouldn't be allowed to defend myself, and that was done with a motion in limine. And when I got into the trial itself, the judge allowed the prosecuting attorney the opportunity to present his side. But when it came to me giving defense into court, he stopped the trial at the halfway point and turned it over to the jury for a verdict. So there was no defense in the trial. It was just a slam dunk thing of just put him in jail. And in the closing statement of the court trial, the prosecuting attorney, the junior prosecuting attorney, stated basically that it was the board of directors of the Federal Reserve Corporation that had ordered the trial. They made it that pretty clear. So that's about what happened. I spent the time in prison and saying I made good use of the time. But I was in 7 years and 4 months. When I came out, I made sure that that book got published and that people understood that it's released to the public domain. That's on that 4-CD.com filing, the site. And also I provide a copy of that book and several other things on a disc for $5 postpaid. So if people are interested in that, they can write to me. It's Post Office Box 831, Kettle Falls, Washington, 99141-0831. And my phone number is 509-738-3039. That's Post Office Box 831, Kettle Falls, Washington, 99141-0831, and then my phone number 509-738-3039. So that and several other pieces are available, and people can call me. My office hours are from 11 in the morning till 5 in the evening Pacific time, Monday through Friday. And I can steer people toward various sources on the Internet. You can type in Hartford Van Dyke in quotes, and Google or Yahoo search engines, and you'll come up with quite a bit of information that way. And then there's another site called Scanned Retina, S-C-A-N-N-E-D, Retina, R-E-T-I-N-A, ScannedRetina.com. And so those are the primary sources. There's several others, a lot of others. Go back to what it is you want here. What would you like to proceed on?
Well, I want to make sure that that we support your efforts, so I want to make sure that we got that information out. So, class, if you'd like that CD, P.O. Box 831,
Kettle Falls, Washington, 99141-0831. Phone number, and this phone number is 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific, Monday through Friday, 509-738-3039. Hartford, can we talk about illegal taxes, taxes that have been imposed illegally? Do you have any thoughts on that?
First off, if you're going to deal with the problems of the IRS, I don't want to cross your advertising here. I see you have a tax assistant company that's helping people.
That's
but
right.
The fundamental way of dealing with the Internal Revenue Service is to, well, there's, in general, your strategies are you either sting them or stink them. Those are the two basic strategies open to everybody in the field of law. You either sting them or you stink them. Sting them means you use their laws against them. Stink them means that you establish the fact that they're involved in a scandal. Sometimes you can accomplish both things at once. If you go to Revised Code of Washington, in their chapter 60.68, you'll find RCW 60.68.045. It's called the Tax Lien Index. Duties of the county auditor. When a notice of such lien is recorded, the county auditor shall forthwith enter it on an alphabetical tax lien index to be provided by the Board of County Commissioners and so forth. What happens is this. The Internal Revenue Service does establish some liens, and the ones that they actually file are probably just Washington, D.C., against large institutions and large pieces of property. When it comes to the states, they have what's called the Uniform Federal Lien Registration Act. Every state has this put into their codes, their revised codes, the Uniform Federal Lien Registration Act. The IRS agent comes to the county recorder with a notice of tax lien. Now, you can't collect taxes with a notice of tax lien. A notice is not an adequate instrument to do it. But they bring a notice of tax lien, federal tax lien, to the county commissioner, to the county recorder. And that recorder is instructed to put it on a tax lien index, not a notice of tax lien index, but a tax lien index. And so the notice of tax lien is registered by the recorder. And it's recorded as a tax lien, not as a notice of tax lien. And the result of that is that it shows on the record as a tax lien instead of a notice. Once that's recorded, the IRS agent asks for a certified true copy of it. And once the IRS agent gets that certified true copy of it, he takes a certified true copy of the tax lien index, which says it's an FTL, or federal tax lien, and not a notice of federal tax lien. He takes that certified copy of the tax lien index to the sheriff to steal property, to the banker to steal bank accounts, and to the employer to steal paychecks. So, the whole process of collection is a fraud. And if a person wants to prove that fraud exists, all they have to do is go back to the county commissioner, county recorder's office, and have copies brought up of the instrument as they're copied in the recording office. And they can prove that a notice came through the door, but a tax lien index went out the door in a certified form. That is the standard method of the Internal Revenue stealing property from the American public. It's been used for years and years and years. The Internal Revenue Service is not interested in chattel property, which is movable property. The primary interest of the Internal Revenue Service is in real property. But when their agents go in and raid a place and take everything they can get out in sight, the agents get the booty, whatever they get in the raid, if it's an automobile or whatever, they get whatever they want as booty for performing the service for the Internal Revenue Service. So, anyway, the Internal Revenue Service then can sell the property to say somebody in another country, and when they buy the property, they get automatic opportunity to become a member of this society. So, anyway, that pretty well describes what the IRS is all about. It's a matter of theft. And once you bring this up in a court of law, it's a stopper on the IRS. The IRS is not supposed to use the United States District Courts for anything without permission of the Congress, and it has to be in writing on a case-by-case basis. So if somebody's taken to court by the IRS, they can demand to see the writing from the United States Congress giving them permission to use the courtroom. The letterhead on the IRS paperwork says Department of the Treasury. It doesn't say United States Department of the Treasury, and it doesn't say Department of the United States Treasury. It says Department of the Treasury. The reference is made to the Treasury of the Federal Reserve Bank.
Well, if more of us knew what's going on, I would think there would be a revolution by morning. But it's close to
us. That's the stuff that happens. That's how the IRS operates, and because they operate that way, it discredits everything else they're doing, and it should make it.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, the link to Hartford Van Dyke's website is on page one of USA Prepares. So if you'd like to contact him, the information is right there for you. And, Hartford, you mentioned the first U.S. Secretary of Defense, James Vincent Forrestal, and there's a mystery about his death. He allegedly fell from a 16th floor window where he was being treated for quote-unquote depression at the Bethesda Naval Hospital on May 22nd, 1949. Do you have any thoughts about that?
Well, my father talked with a man that had talked with James Vincent Forrestal. He was Undersecretary of Navy, and that was in 1949?
Yes, May 22nd, 1949 is when he allegedly fell out of a 16th floor window.
Well, my father, as I say, talked to a man talked with him just the day before that happened. He said he was in the best of spirits. The man wasn't depressed. He was writing a book. Supposedly he had a book written about 3,000 pages long by that time. And he got into subjects that that the government did not want published. Stuff about Pearl Harbor, stuff about extraterrestrials, I understand, is another thing that's been brought up recently. That he was aware of things like that. So was the extraterrestrial thing was also known by Truman and Goldwater and a few other people just down through the years. And there's a whole diplomatic field there that's not being touched because the public's not being fully informed. I'm not going to get into the UFO thing today on this, but he was pitched out of the window. That's basically what happened. He did not commit suicide. He had to bring an end to what he was writing and put a stop to the information. So he knew too much, and he was putting it into print. I think that pretty well summarizes it. I mean, they put me in prison for 7 years and 4 months to try to stop me from publishing a book. But people have got to know that that's exactly one of the reasons why I release things to the public domain. All my writings on politics and philosophy, politics, law, economics, and history of this nature all of it's released to the public domain. Anybody can take my writings and reproduce them and sell them, and they don't owe me any royalties. If I had to try to keep a copyright, the government would say, well, if we put them in prison and there's a copyright on it, nobody's going to be able to print it on the street. So that's their simplest way of stopping a man, is put him in prison if they don't want his books published. Well, that doesn't work with me. My stuff's all out there. My book, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, went all the way around the world. It's a classic. Translated into foreign languages all over the world. And it's a very simple book. But government doesn't want people to know the truth. If it's too bad, we've got a de facto government instead of the de jure government, because the de jure government would have the necessary protections, a constitutional government. So, Vincent Forrestal just knew too much, and he was willing to talk about it, willing to write about it, and they couldn't tolerate it.
How about General George S. Patton?
I don't know about Patton. This, but Patton was a man that said, I love war, you know?
Yeah. But he had a Jeep crash, and at the end of World War II, and he ended up dying from that, you know.
Well, they figured that was an assassination too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hartford Van Dyke. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Hartford.
What would you like to hear next?
Well, I wanted to thank you. We've consumed an hour of broadcast time with very, very valuable information that you hardly would get anyplace else. I can't thank you enough for sharing that with us, and I look forward to broadcasting again and again with you on topics of money, economics, and law, if you would consider doing that. Hartford
Van
Dyke.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. The link is on page one of the website, usaprepares.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.